Wouldn't it be great to take a flight to Tampa Bay this Sunday to watch the Chiefs defend their crown? How about doing that in an Air Force bomber? That's exactly what's going to happen on Sunday when a B-2 Spirit bomber will take off from its home base at Whiteman to lead the formation of Air Force Global Strike Command bombers at the big game. Major Anthony Mascaro, Whiteman B-2 pilot instructor, tells us more.
We'll take off from Whiteman and then meet up with the B-1 and the B-52 over the Gulf of Mexico and execute the flyover together as three jets in one formation.
That flash of glory is a well-planned event.
I think what people should take away is that it takes months of planning to bring three bombers like this in formation together over top of the Super Bowl. That long time of training is great practice for us coordinating and organizing together across the B-1, the B-52, and the B-2.
They'll meet up with a B-1 bomber from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota and the B-52 from the Minot, North Dakota base. So what's it like to fly a stealth? It's a pretty cool experience, he says.
In 2017, I got to fly the air show at Andrews Air Force Base, and that was just a beautiful display of everything American. And a B-2 flying over top of the field, and I can see the Capitol building and the White House, but even that is not on the scale of doing a flyover on national television for the Super Bowl, which I'll be there on the ground helping monitor the flyover.
Also involved in ground support will be Technical Sergeant Jessica Gibson. She's responsible for maintaining the stealth's capabilities. She received Maintenance Professional of the Year for the 131st in 2020.
You sometimes forget when you're in the day-to-day realm of routine and inspections, you forget how important your role is and how much of an impact you really have. We may see it as coming to work and doing our jobs, but it's much more than that.
Doing a flyover is what Mascaro calls an extreme honor and an incredible opportunity, which is divvied up among the pilots by leadership. They'll be supporting Whiteman pilots Major Dan Eckelby and Captain Sarah Kashuba.
They are great Americans, and they're the best pilots that we have.
The Air Force does nearly 1,000 flyovers a year. These exercises build bonds with pilots from other bases and also with the civilian community. It also builds pride in what the men and women at Whiteman do for their country, they say.
It's a huge boost for the base. Everyone from the pilots to the maintainers that operate the jet turn on the Super Bowl and see their hard work on display in front of the entire country. I think it builds pride and pride in mission and pride in the work we do every day.
Of course, Mascaro, a Pittsburgh native, and Gibson, a Michigander, are rooting for their adopted state's team. Now, Major, are you a Steelers fan? Or
I am a Steelers fan, but I'm definitely pulling for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, 100%.
And Technical Sergeant, how about yourself?
Oh, we have to go Chiefs.
Kickoff for the big game is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. Sunday. Go Chiefs! For KMZU News, I'm Joellen Black.